The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to preview the weekend sport. John Duggan from Off the Ball is here. John, good morning.
Pat, how are you?
Now, a few set pieces this weekend. The FA Cup final. Have Manchester United any hope at all against
Buster this? Douglas had a chance against Mike Tyson in 1990 and he knocked him out eventually. But Man United finished 31 points behind Manchester City in the Premier League table. They met last year in the final. City won that. On the balance of form and on talent, you'd have to think City will win this, but you never know.
It's a one-off, isn't it?
But Marcus Rashford has got a point to prove, left out of the England squad this week. But Manchester City have been as good as ever, and they should win.
Okay, they should. On form and on points, everything, they should win.
Yes, they should win.
Yeah, I still have this niggling thing about City and their, you know, fair play rules and all that. When is that going to come home to roost?
It's clogged up in amazing lawyers working for City and fighting their case. So, and then there's also the reputational issue for the Premier League. Does the Premier League really want an asterisk beside Manchester City's titles for all those years if they're proclaiming themselves as the best league in the world and trying to do these international broadcast
deals? And there's all sorts of things that have to be put right, like the money that was paid on foot of being the champions is different to the money you're paid as runner-up or fifth and sixth.
The one word I can feel that's going to come out of this, Pat, which is not going to help anybody, is fudge.
Fudge, I don't like fudge. I don't eat fudge.
Yeah.
Now, the other big set piece, of course, Leinster-Toulouse.
We're on air from London tomorrow, Pat, on our Off the Ball Saturday programme, 1 till 5.15. This is it for Leinster. They lost the last two finals. They won the first four, and then they've lost their last three finals they've been in. They lost two to La Rochelle, they lost one to Saracens. They play Toulouse tomorrow, the French champions. It's the best two teams in the history of the competition.
Yeah.
Toulouse have five cups, Leinster have got four.
And neutral ground?
Yes, to Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. The best ground in the world, I would obviously say that as a Spurs fan. And Leinster just have to show a bit of composure in the last quarter of the game because they wobbled against Northampton. We saw against La Rochelle the last two finals that they, not that they ran out of steam, but they couldn't close it out. And it was
and Ulster last weekend, not the best prep.
I wouldn't worry too much about that, but I think it's important that Leinster have Hugo Keenan back. They have him at 15. James Ryan's probably going to come into the bench. They need to handle two players, Antoine Dupont and Romain Entemac, the out halves for Toulouse. If they can stifle them, then they've got a chance. But Toulouse are playing really well at the moment. So it can be a great occasion. You know, Dublin Airport will be busy tomorrow. Man United fans, a lot of Leinster fans, over 60,000 people in North London. It's going to be a great occasion.
Okay, well, looking forward to that. The hurling too will be breathtaking this weekend.
It will be because this is the last day of the round robin. In Munster and Leinster, there is the possibility, Pat, that Limerick could be out of the championship on Sunday.
Wow.
If Waterford beat them in the Gaelic grounds and if Clare don't lose to Tipperary. Imagine Limerick going for five in a row. You think they'll be fine. If they win, they'll be fine. They'll be into the Munster final, but you never know. And then in Leinster, you've got Galway and Dublin is a bit of a knockout match in ways to get to the Leinster final. Wexford and Kilkenny, you've got four teams there into three positions. So it is going to be, it's real jeopardy. It's been a great hurling championship so far.
So lots to watch this weekend, John.
Yes,
thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.